请我们翻到诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
第一篇。
Psalm 1.
从第一节读起，我读给弟兄们听。
Listen as I read, starting from verse 1.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做先卖人的座位。
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
这人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。
Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away.
因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, that the way of the wicked will perish.
第二篇。
Psalm 2.
第一节。外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
Why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain?
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against the Anointed One.
说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的捆锁。
Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters.
那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。
The one enthroned in heaven laughs, the Lord scoffs at them.
第六节。
Verse 6.
说我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上。
I've installed my king on Zion, the holy hill.
受膏者说我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
I will proclaim the decree of the Lord, he said to me, you are my son, today I have become your father.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒。
Kiss the son, lest he be angry.
然后我们跳到最后一句，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
And then we'll jump to the last sentence. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
我想我们圣经就暂时读这么多。
I think we'll end our Bible reading here.
我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let us pray once again.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话在恭敬带到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we just want to place these words into your hands again.
我们知道这一次你要对我们的深处再一次发声。
Lord, we know that you want to speak to our deep.
我们求你膏我们的耳朵。
Lord, we ask you to anoint our ears.
叫我们能听见你的声音。
That we may hear your voice.
谁听见神的儿子的声音就必活过来。
And whoever hears the voice of the Son of God will be alive.
虽然我们软弱，虽然我们下沉。
And even though we are weak,
但是我们知道，只要一听见你的声音，我们就必活过来。
But Lord, we know that when we hear your voice, we'll be alive.
我们把今天晚上这点时间交在你的手中。
Lord, we just place this time into your hands tonight.
我们仰望你对你的教会说话。
Lord, we await that you speak to your church.
仰望你今天晚上就在这个时候启示你荣耀的自己。
Lord, that tonight you reveal your glorious self.
虽然我们经过一个礼拜的辛劳，我们仰望你在这个时候，你特别用你复活的大能来托住我们。
Lord, even though we've gone through a week's labor, Lord, we ask that your power of your resurrection support us.
让我们不受身体软弱的限制。
Lord, that we won't be constrained by the weakness of our body.
让我们灵里能复活新鲜，坐在你的脚前。
That our spirit will be renewed and be at the presence of your feet.
给我们恩典，叫我们不错过今天晚上的机会。
Lord, give us grace so that we won't let this chance go by tonight.
虽然不明白今天晚上在我们一生中是何等大的机会。
Lord, even though we don't know how great this chance is in our life tonight.
但主，我们说我们愿意把握今天晚上你所给我们。
But Lord, we say we're willing to grasp the chance that you give us tonight.
但我们不白占其图，叫你的心得着满足。
That we won't take this in vain so that your heart would be satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the name of our precious Lord.
Amen. Amen. 我们感谢主，这一次我们在一起有三次的时间。
We thank the Lord that tonight He'll give us three chances.
我们特别聚集在神的脚前。
We can gather at God's feet.
主如果愿意的话，我们希望一同来看圣经里面非常长的一卷。
And if the Lord's willing, we'll look into a very long passage, a long book in the Bible.
那就是诗篇。
And that is Psalm.
我们知道圣经一共是66卷。
And we know there are 66 books in the Bible.
诗篇一共有150篇。
And there are 150 Psalms.
我们想这一次求主用我们这短短的三次的时间。
And we hope that the Lord may use these 3 short days.
让我们能进到诗篇里面的精神。
That we can go into the essence of Psalm.
让我们能够读出诗篇里面一些非常中心的思想。
That we're able to go into the central thought of Psalms.
我想我们对诗篇多少有一些认识。
And I'm sure we are quite familiar with Psalms.
因为在患难中，在困苦当中，我想没有一卷的圣经像诗篇一样那样的安慰我们。
Because in our hardships and difficulties, there's no book like Psalms that comforts us.
诗篇23篇恐怕是所有神的儿女最喜欢的诗篇。
And Psalms 23 may be the children of God's favorite psalm.
所以诗篇实在能安慰我们。
Indeed, Psalms can comfort us.
有许多人能说诗篇23篇是我的诗篇。
And many of us can say that Psalm 23 is my psalm.
那么到底诗篇150篇讲什么呢？
Indeed, what does the 150 Psalms talk about?
这就是我们这一次要追求的。
And this is what we're pursuing after.
从表面上来看是153篇不相连的诗篇。
And it seems like there's 150 separate Psalms and they're not in connection.
有很多读圣经的人就是觉得它是零零碎碎的。
And many who study the Bible say that they're separate.
所以他们没有办法，他们只好把它们分类，比方说经诗是一类。
And so they separate into different categories that these are one particular kind of
golden psalm.
And this is the golden psalm.
比方说上行诗又是一类。
Or the psalms of ascension.
可拉后一个诗又是一类。
Or the psalms of Korah.
然后我们一类一类去读它。
And in different categories we read them.
比方说从经诗。
For instance, in the golden psalm.
我们能看见基督。
We can see Christ.
从可拉后一个诗能看见十字架。
And from the psalms of Korah, we can see the cross.
从上行诗我们能看到基督徒成长的过程。
And from the psalms of Ascens, we can see the growth of Christ.
那这些对我们都是有很大帮助的。
And these can help us greatly.
但是我们盼望能不能再进一步，能知道到底这个诗篇150篇到底讲些什么。
But we hope that we can go a step further to see what these 150 Psalms talk about.
是不是有一些像银链一样的东西把它连在一起串在一起？
Is there something that's hidden that connects all of these Psalms together?
那这神对我们不只是一篇一篇的说话。
And so that God would not speak to us Psalm by Psalm.
而且他整卷的来对我们说话。
But speak to us as the whole book of Psalms.
就好像一只鸟飞过一片的森林。
Just like when a bird flies over the jungle.
你知道他看的时候有两个看法。
You know, there's two ways of looking at it.
一个是看整片的森林。
One looks at the entire jungle.
一个是他一棵一棵的树在那里看。
And the other way is looking at tree by tree.
那这一次呢，我们求主叫我们像一只鸟一样，飞鸟一样。
And may the Lord let us be like a bird.
我们只能看整体的。
That we'll look at as a whole.
当然你知道我们不可能一篇一篇的来看诗篇。
And of course you know we cannot go into book by book.
那不可能的事。
We don't have, it's impossible.
我们这样做有一个很重要的目的。
And we do this with a great purpose.
我们巴不得能勉励弟兄姊妹。
That we may be able to encourage brothers and sisters.
爱慕主自己的话。
To desire of the Lord's words.
你不光从诗篇里面找到感情。
And not only to find feeling in Psalms.
找到安慰。
To find comfort.
找到喜乐。
Or to find joy.
找到鼓舞。
To find encouragement.
但我们也看见圣灵在最后有一个很重要很中心的思想。
May we see that the Holy Spirit behind us has a very important central thing.
我们要找到那把钥匙。
And we must find that key.
我们巴不得能用那些钥匙能把这一卷书把它解开了。
And to use those keys to open this book.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹。
So I hope that
我们这一次能够集中的在这三小时，在这三个时间，三段的时间里面。
That we can able to focus on these three times.
我们巴不得能对诗篇做一个很概括的认识。
That we have a very general overview, a bird's eye view of Psalms.
那这个不只是中览。
And this is not just the bird's eye view.
这比做中览还要再快一点。
But this is even quicker than that.
所以只能说诗篇六览。
And we can just say that we're going through it quickly.
那就是很快很快的，我们得着一点的概念。
And so we can just get a general concept.
那么等到将来弟兄姊妹你们读圣经的时候
，And then when brothers and sisters read the Bible,
那么再去仔细读诗篇的时候
，Then you when you read it in detail,
圣灵会给你更丰富的。
And the Spirit would give you even more abundance.
所以这三天晚上，我们好像把砖头抛在大家的面前。
So these three nights we're just like throwing the stones at you.
我们希望能从弟兄姊妹的深处能引出一些玉来。
that the brothers and sisters in your deep heart that you can find some jade.
这就是我们的盼望。
That this is our hope.
那么你读诗篇一百五十篇的时候
，And when you read Psalm 150,
你很自然发现它分作五大段。
Very naturally, you find it separated into five parts.
如果你们从来没有翻过诗篇，这是很好的机会，你翻一下。
If you never turn to Psalms, this is a very good chance for you to.
你如果从第一篇一直翻到四十一篇
，And if you turn from Psalm 1 to the 41st Psalm,
你知道这是第一卷的诗篇
，And this is the first part of Psalms.
所以first book
of Psalms.
所以你看，我们中文叫诗篇卷一，那这是从第一篇一直到诗篇四十一篇。
So that's why.It's a book 1 of Psalms 1 to 41.
那么从42篇开始
And starting from Psalm 42,
一直到72篇
to Psalm 72,
那么大家翻一翻看，我想我们熟悉一下。
Let's all turn to it to be familiar with it.
你看，这就是诗篇的卷二。
And this is book 2 of Psalms.
第二卷。
Book 2.
然后呢，我们从73篇开始
And starting from Psalm 73,
一直到89篇
All the way to Psalm 89.
那么大家看看，这个就是圣经里面诗篇第三卷
And this is in the Bible, the third book of Psalms
然后从第九十篇开始
And starting from Psalm 90
一直到106篇
To the 106th Psalm
那么这个就是诗篇第四卷
And this is the fourth book of Psalms
然后107一直到150篇这就是第五卷
And from 107 to 150, that is the fifth book
那么这个你说这个五卷是怎么分法的呢
And then you ask, how do they separate these five books?
我们叫圣灵给了我们很重要的钥匙
We know that the Holy Spirit gave us a very important key
所以现在我们看第一卷最后一篇那么希望你们能找到我已经说过41篇
So let us look at the last psalm of the first book
第十二节
Psalm 41, verse 12.
你因我纯正，就扶持我，使我永远站在你的面前。
In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever.
耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，从永远直到永远。阿门，阿门。
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.
那更注意，这阿门不只说一次，是两次。
Now pay attention, amen is not mentioned once, but twice.
阿门，阿门。
Amen and amen.
阿门的意思就是，我完全同意。
And amen means I totally agree.
我从心里是这么相信的。
And in my heart, this is what I believe.
我从心里是这么接受的。
And this is what I accept in my heart.
你这么说，我也这么说。
And whatever you say, I say.
你这么讲，我也这么讲。
And if this is what you say, this is what I say.
你这么唱，我也这么唱。
And if you sing it this way, I sing it this way.
这就是阿门。
And this is amen.
但这里的阿门是两次。
But this amen here is twice here.
是阿门，阿门。
It's amen and amen.
你知道圣经里面呢有两句话。
You know, in the Bible, there are two terms.
是天上的话。
It's from heaven.
你全世界走到各国，这两句话都没有翻出来。换句话，这两句话大家都知道的。
And you cannot find it anywhere in the nations of this world. No
matter what, 在哪个国家里面。
No matter what nation.
那一句是 Amen.
One is Amen.
另外一句是 Hallelujah.
The other one is Hallelujah.
你走遍全世界，你可以用这两句话和所有不同的弟兄姊妹交通。
And with these two words, you can share with brothers and sisters all over the world.
有两个弟兄在国外旅行的时候，他们在饭店里面碰面。
And their brothers from two different places, they meet each other in a restaurant.
他们非常的孤单，因为不认识所有的人。
And because they're very lonely, they don't know anyone else.
他们吃饭的时候发现对方的人在祷告。
And when they're eating, they see the other person saying grace.
那个人也发现这个人在祷告。
And this other noticed this one praying.
你知道，这是叫做他乡遇故知，他们心里就跳起来了。
And this is just like meeting someone that's familiar in a foreign place. And so they become very friendly. And so they wanted to share.
那个生命和生命就要交通。
And the life wants to share.
但是就好像母亲和儿子儿婴孩要交通一样。
And this is just like the mother wanting to share with the infant.
但是婴孩不懂了妈妈的话。
But infant does not know the words of the mother.
妈妈也不懂婴孩的话。
And the mother does not know the words of the infant.
但是他们可以交通。
But they can share.
因为他们生命里面有，他们生命能叫这两个能有交通。
Because the life they have can have these two people in fellowship.
所以这两个弟兄当他们在聚在一起的时候。
So when these two brothers are together.
结果一个弟兄说 Hallelujah.
One brother says Hallelujah.
另外一个弟兄说 Amen.
And the other brother says Amen.
你看他们就交通起来。
And this is how they begin their sharing.
弟兄姊妹，这里是 Amen, Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's Amen and Amen there.
这就结束了诗篇第一卷。
And this ends the first book of Psalms.
从第一章一直到四十一章。
From the first Psalm to the 41st Psalm.
神说了许多的话。
The Lord said many words.
神用诗的题材来发表他的感觉。
And He uses the words of Psalms to show us His feelings.
什么叫做诗呢？
And what is a psalm?
就是用最少的话
is to use the least amount of words
来发表在神面前最多的感觉
to manifest the deepest and most feeling of God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是诗篇。
Brothers and sisters, this is psalm.
那么像作这许许多多最多最多的感觉
and all these feelings and emotions.
那么写诗的人说阿们
and the psalmist says amen and amen.
这就结束了。这一卷的圣经
and this ends,
这就结束了这个第一卷诗篇的第一卷
and this ends the first book of Psalms.
所以你知道这里的分段是很自然的
so you know that it's very natural for it to separate here
一点都不勉强的
and it's not forcing it
圣灵说完话了、哎、然后大家说阿们
and when the Spirit finishes speaking it says Amen, Amen
我们再来看第七十二篇
let's now look at the 72nd Psalm
七十二篇
Psalm 72
第十九节
Verse 19
他荣耀的名也当称颂直到永远愿他的荣耀充满全地阿们
Praise be to his glorious name forever May the whole earth be filled with his glory Amen and Amen
愿他的荣耀充满全地
May his glorious name fill the whole earth
这个是深处的愿望
And this is the desire from the deep
这是写诗的人的愿望
And this is the desire of the psalmist
这是圣灵的愿望
And this is the desire of the Holy Spirit
这也是神自己的愿望
And this is God's desire
现在从四十二篇一直到七十二篇
Now from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72
当圣灵发表完了这许多话以后
And when the Spirit manifests all these words
最后他带领着我们
And at the end it leads us
说阿们
To say amen and amen.
你看见吗？这样就结束了诗篇第二卷。
Do you see this? This is how it ends the second book of Psalms.
那为什么后面再加上耶西的儿子大卫的祈祷完毕
？And why does it end with this? This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse.
非常的简单。
Very simply.
大概是大卫到了这个时候就到要到主那里去了。
And it's probably at this time David was to return to the Lord.
他到了这个时候，他所有祷告，祷告已经完了。
And at this time all his prayers ended.
现在他要进到荣耀里。
Now he is to enter into glory.
因为他晚年的时候，最后他没有力量来写他诗。
Because in his latter days he has no strength to write his
psalms. 你知道，几乎从第一篇一直到七十二篇都是大卫的诗。
Almost from Psalm 1 to Psalm 72 is almost all David's psalms.
当然里面也有可拉，后一些有别人的诗。
And inside there are some of Korah's
psalms. 但是最主要的实在是大卫的诗。
But mainly it's the psalms of David.
你看大卫发表许许多多的感觉。
And you see all these feelings that David manifested.
现在他要去见主了。
Now he is to see the Lord.
现在他力量衰弱了。
Now his strength is weakened.
他没有办法提起笔来发表他的感觉。
He cannot lift the pen anymore to reveal his feelings.
大概就在这个时候，所罗门就提起笔来发表他父亲的感觉。
And most likely, Solomon took the pen and expressed the feelings of his father at this time.
诗是所罗门的诗。
So the psalms are Solomon's.
但祷告是大卫的祷告。
But the prayers are David's.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
大卫从第一章就开，第一天就开始祷告。
From Psalm 1, David started praying.
这代表他一生的祷告。
And this represented his prayer of his
life. 到七十二天他就祷告完了。
To Psalm 72, he finished praying.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and
sisters, 在所罗门写完这篇诗篇最后的时候
When Solomon finished the last part of this psalm,
他说愿他的荣耀充满全地阿们
He wrote, May the whole earth be filled with his glory, amen and amen.
然后圣灵赶快加上一个小注
And then the Holy Spirit added this footnote.
耶西的儿子大卫的祈祷完毕
This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗这个很自然的是两大段已经过去了。
So brothers and sisters, very naturally, this is the first two books of Psalms.
然后诗篇，然后我们来看第八十九篇。
Now let's look at Psalm 89.
你看八十九篇。
Now when you look at Psalm 89,
第五十一节。
Verse 51.
或者从五十节读起。
Maybe we'll start from verse 50.
主啊，求你纪念仆人们所受的羞辱，纪念我怎样。 将一切强盛名的羞辱存在我怀里。
Remember, Lord, how your servants have been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations.
耶和华，你的仇敌用这羞辱羞辱你的仆人，羞辱了你受膏者的脚中。
The taunts with which your enemies have mocked, O Lord, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one.
耶和华是应当称颂的，直到永远。阿门，阿门。
Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen.
那这里讲到写诗的人怎样受羞辱。
And here it talks about how the psalmist was shamed.
他怎样走十字架的道路。
And how he was on the path of the cross.
但是最后他说耶和华是应当称颂的。
But at the very end he says, Praise be to the Lord forever.
虽然环境不顺利。
And even though the circumstances are not
good, 虽然魂受到许多的煎熬,
even the soul is in anguish,
但是现在他能说耶和华是应当称颂的直到永远。
But now he's able to say, Praise be to the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
他不只对神的话说 Amen,
he does not only say Amen to the words of God,
他也对神的手说 Amen.
He Amen to the hands of God.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们对神的话容易说 Amen。
Brothers and sisters, many times it's easy to say Amen to the words of God.
但是当神的手在我们身上工作的时候，我们能不能说 Amen 呢？
But when His hand is at work at us, can we say Amen?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你不只对神的旨意说 Amen。
Not only do we say Amen to His
will. 你不只对神的应许说 Amen。
Not only Amen to His promise.
你对他的工作也说 Amen。
But also Amen to His work.
你对他神的手说 Amen。
We say Amen to His hand.
耶和华是应当称颂的。
The Lord shall be praised forever.
赏赐的是耶和华，收回的也是耶和华。
Jehovah is the one who rewards, and He is the one who is mocked.
耶和华是应当称颂。
Praise be to the Lord forever.
直到永远。
Forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
这里你看见这个人不只是个敬拜的人。
Here you not only see an individual who worships.
这里有一个人是敬拜神道路的人。
But he worships the way of the Lord.
敬拜神和敬拜神道路有一点点的不一样。
To worship God and to worship the path of God is a little bit different.
如果你能敬拜神的道路,
if you're able to worship the way of God,
你就真正能够敬拜神,
then truly you are able to worship God.
不是你的口敬拜神,
not only does your mouth worship him,
你整个人都敬拜神,
but your entire being worships him.
虽然你心伤痛,
and even though your heart may be aching,
但是你灵仍旧能够赞颂,
but your spirit still can praise.
那是耶华是应当称颂的。
Praise be to the Lord.
直到永远。
Forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个 Amen 乃是制作从73篇一直到89篇这里面所形容的。
Therefore this Amen is expressed from Psalm 73 to Psalm 89.
这里面包括美名包括恶名。
And this includes the beautiful names and the evil names.
这里面包括喜乐也包括忧伤。
It includes joy and sorrow.
这里也包括与主的亲近。
And it includes being near the Lord.
这里也包括好像离开主的沮丧。
It also feels like departing away from the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你如果读这第三卷的诗篇。
When you read the third book of Psalms.
你到最后你只能说阿们。
At the very end, you can only say Amen.
所以你看见吗？圣灵在这里很仔细的把这个诗篇指给我们看。
So in detail, the Holy Spirit shows us the Psalm.
现在我们来看106篇。
Now let us now turn to Psalm 106.
这就是诗篇第四卷的末了。
And this is the end of the fourth book of Psalms.
然后我们看第47节。
Let us read verse 47.
耶和华我们的神啊，求你拯救我们，从外邦人中召聚我们，我们好称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为夸胜。
Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise.
耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远。
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, forever, lasting to everlasting.
愿众民都说阿们，你们要赞美耶和华。
Let all the people say Amen, praise the Lord.
你们要赞美耶华。
You must praise the Lord.
这一句在希伯来的原文。
In the original Greek.
是 Hallelujah.
It's Hallelujah.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这里最后一句话，愿众民都说 Amen, Hallelujah.
The last sentence here is, let all the people say Amen, praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah 是赞美的意思。
Do you know that hallelujah means to pray?
现在你的灵起来了。
Now your spirit is lifted.
你本来来到神的面前。
Now you have come in the presence of God.
与主有交通。
And you have fellowship with the Lord.
你听他的话，说 Amen, Amen.
And you say Amen, Amen to His word.
你听他的十字架，说 Amen, Amen.
And you say Amen, Amen to His cross.
你对于神的道路，你说 Amen, Amen.
And you say Amen, Amen to His path.
你对于神的能力，说 Amen, Amen.
And you also say Amen, Amen to His power.
你对神的智慧，说 Amen.Amen.
And you say Amen, Amen to His wisdom.
And 弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你如果经过第四天第四卷的诗篇
And when you go through the fourth book of Psalms,
到了最后的时候
To the very end,
你不能光说 Amen.
You cannot only just say Amen.
现在你要进步了
Now you must go a step further.
灵一定要起来
Your spirit must be lifted.
所以弟兄姊妹 Hallelujah 是从 Amen, Amen 最后酝酿到 Hallelujah.
So Hallelujah comes from After Amen, Amen, so Hallelujah.
Hallelujah 不是外面一个机械性的一个东西。
Hallelujah is not something like a robot.
很可惜，今天很多人在那里用人工，用外面来制造那个气氛。Hallelujah.
Unfortunately, many people use the environment to just say Hallelujah.
我们的这句话是很稀罕的话。
And this is very rare.
是你赞美到一个地步，好像你没有话了。现在这句话能够代表我们赞美的最高峰。
Hallelujah is like a word that there's nothing else that can express the pinnacle of your praise except to say Hallelujah.
它是根据 Amen, 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 Amen 来的。
It is according to Amen, 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 Amen.
因着你敬拜他的道路。
Because you worship His path.
因着顺服神的旨意。
Because you obedience to His will.
现在弟兄姊妹，你的灵爬起来了。
And now your spirit raises.
你的灵从环境中爬起来。
And from the environment your spirit raises.
你的灵也从喜乐中爬起来了。
And from joy your spirit raises.
你越过了你外面的感觉。
And it surpasses what you're feeling outside.
现在你知道什么叫赞美。
Now you know what it means to pray.
现在你能说 Amen, Hallelujah.
Now you're able to say Amen, Hallelujah.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Brothers and sisters, do you
see? 头三卷是 Amen, Amen.
The first three books are Amen, Amen.
第四卷最后是 Amen.Hallelujah.
The fourth book, Amen, and then Hallelujah.
好，现在我们来看最后一卷。
Now let us look at the last Psalm.
一百五十篇。
Psalm 150.
一百五十篇。
Psalm 150.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
在这里的你们要赞美耶和华，在原文是 Hallelujah.Hallelujah.
And in the original text, here it says, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
所以这个第六节应该是凡有气息的都要 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
So in verse 6, it says, that everything that has breath, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
所以你看你这里的进步吗
Do you see the advancement here?
从 Amen, 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 到 Amen, Hallelujah.
From Amen, 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 to Amen, Hallelujah.
然后最后呢是 Hallelujah.Hallelujah.
And at the very end is Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
那这就结束了整篇的诗篇一百五十篇
This concludes all 150 Psalms.
那么弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这个就是诗篇的大概的结构
And this is just a general structure of Psalms.
它一共分作五卷
And it's separated into five books.
那么有的人称诗篇是大卫的宝藏
And some say that it is the treasure of David.
那摩西有五卷，对不对？摩西五经有五卷。
And there are five books to the book of Moses.
诗篇也有五卷。
And there are also five books.
所以在犹太人中间，他们称头五卷书是摩西五卷，摩西五经。
And so the Israelites claim the first five books of the Bible to be.
那么许多犹太人就认为诗篇是大卫的五经。
And the Psalms is.The five books of David.
你知道这个五经在英文叫 Pentateuch， 那么他们认为这个是 Pentateuch of David.
And in English, the five books are Pentateuch, so these are five books of the Pentateuch of David.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在犹太人中间
，So brothers and sisters among the Jews，
每一个人他们都喜欢、都爱慕、都喜欢摩西五经。
All of them love the Pentateuch of Moses.
他们也都喜欢大卫的五经。
And they also love the Pentateuch of David.
所以在犹太人的中间。
So among the Jews,
特别是他们的学者,
especially the scholars,
他们就问一个问题,
they ask this question,
会不会这五两组五卷的圣经彼此有一些关系?
Can these five books have any connection to each other?
他们想能够找出那个答案来,
and they want to find this answer.
所以很多犹太的拉比认为,
so many of the, Israel, the, Jew, the rabbis,
诗篇的第一卷是和创世纪是相对,
the first book of Psalms isIn comparison with the first book of Genesis,
诗篇的第二卷应该和出埃及记相对的。
And the second book of the second book Exodus should be with the second book of Psalms.
那么，然后第诗篇的第三卷应该和利未记相对。
And the third book of Psalms should be in comparison with Leviticus.
民数记应该和诗篇第四卷相对。
And Numbers.To the fourth book of Psalms.
然后第五卷的这个摩西不是生命记呢，应该和摩西第五卷是相对的。
And then Deuteronomy to the fifth book of Psalms.
那这个可以说是他们的感觉。
And this you can say is their feeling.
他们认为说这两个应该有关系。
And they feel there's some relationship with this.
那么到底这两组的圣经怎么连在一起的？
And indeed, how do you connect these two groups in the Bible?
直到今天，你问犹太人，他们还不明白。
Until this day, you ask the Jews, they do not understand.
仍旧是一个奥秘。
It is still a mystery.
他们没有办法把它连起来。
They cannot connect the two together.
因为他们找不到那把钥匙。
Because they cannot find the key.
你知道应该有一条隧道啊，是从神话语的这一部分能通到话语的另外一部分。
There should be a tunnel from this group that can connect to the other group.
那因为他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
Because they're the ones that said crucify him, crucify him.
就把主耶稣定在十字架。
And they nail the Lord Jesus to the cross.
结果他们把那把钥匙丢掉。
And so they threw away that key.
他们所定十字架那一位就是那把钥匙。
The one whom they crucified is the key.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters,
他们只要基督，不要十字架。
They only want the Christ, but not the cross.
如果这样，他们只能明白经师，他们不会明白可拉后裔的事。
And if they only do this, they only understand the golden songs, but not the songs.
所以虽然他们明白一点，还是不明白。
Even though they understand a little, but they cannot understand.
他可以告诉你，经师里面很多是讲的弥赛亚。
And they can tell you that in the golden songs, it talks about the Messiah.
那你怎么明白可拉后裔的事？
Then how do you understand the books of Korah?
因为他们的弥赛亚根本是荣耀的弥赛亚。
Because it's not talking about a glorious Messiah.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们的主。弥赛亚不只是荣耀的，也是受苦的。
Our Lord the Messiah is not only a glorious one, but one who suffers.
他先受苦，然后要得荣耀。
He suffers first, and then he's glorified.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brother.
那是一把很重要、很重要的钥匙。
That is a very important key.
当他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
And when they say nail him to the cross, nail him to the cross.
他们就把那把钥匙丢掉。
They threw away that key.
所以到今天。
And so until this day,
他们又有同样的感觉。
They still have the same feeling.
这两组圣经应该是通的。
But these two groups should be connected.
他们还是不明白。
But they still do not understand.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们这些蒙恩的人。
But today we are under grace.
我们知道那把钥匙是在钉十字架的基督里。
And we know that the key is with the Christ who was crucified.
所以现在这把钥匙应该可以把这两段圣经中间给我们开了一条隧道。
So this key can open that tunnel between these two groups for us.
那现在你慢慢看见。
Now slowly we can see.
你可以用摩西五经来照亮诗篇。
You can use the Pentateuch of Moses to enlighten Psalms.
你现在可以用诗篇来照亮摩西五经。
And you can use Psalms light to be shed on the books of Moses.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们巴不得。
We want.
主来开我们的眼睛。
That the Lord can open our eyes.
因着我们找到那把钥匙。
Because we found that key.
那把钥匙不光是这两段圣经。
And that key is not only to this group.
是把全本圣经连起来的。
But it unites the whole Bible for us.
哎，现在问题在这里。
But now the problem is this.
在犹太人身上是个谜。
That among the Jews is a mystery.
他们说这两段圣经应该有关系。
They say that these two groups in the Bible have some relationship.
但是讲不出所以然来。
But they don't know what it is.
但今天我们能进一步。
But today we can go a step further.
我们要看看是不是这两段圣经是通的。
We want to see if these two books are connected.
是不是他们彼此解释的。
And can they explain each other?
一点都不错。
There's nothing wrong with that.
果然如此。
It is like that.
所以我们巴不得能出这里，我们能够看得更明白、更清楚。
And so from this, we want to see it even more clearly and understand more.
这还是旧约解释旧约。
But this is only the Old Testament explaining the Old Testament.
那么这个有一点的难处。
So it's a quite difficult.
因为我们读旧约是从预表的眼光来读旧约。
Because when we read the Old Testament, it's from a type.
所以如果这样的话，用图画来解释图画。
So it's like using a picture to explain a painting.
所以你还是有一点不放心。
So you're still not at ease with this.
我们最重要的要用新约来解释旧约。
But what's important, we must use the New Testament to explain the Old Testament.
就是说，你用新约的真理来看旧约的图画。
So you use the truth in the New Testament to see the painting in the Old Testament.
那么弟兄姊妹，
Now, brothers and sisters,
当你读圣经的时候，
When you read the Bible,
你就会发现我们有没有可能找到诗篇和新约什么地方是遥遥相对。
Then you'll discover how is it possible to find something in the New Testament in relationship to Psalms.
那如果那个隧道找到的话，
And if you're able to find that tunnel,
那么现在我们可以说在这很稳定的根基上。
Then we can say we're on solid foundation.
因为你看见诗篇通到创世纪，所以是
过
去五章五经。
You can see that Psalms has a tunnel to the penitentiary.
另外，你看见诗篇又通到新约的某一部分。
And then you can also see that has a tunnel to a certain part in the New Testament.
那么这样呢，我们对神的话就会更清楚。
And as such, we have a clear understanding of God's words.
那么弟兄姊妹，你如果读比较新旧约的话，我想你们都有这个概念。
Brothers and sisters, when you compare the New and Old Testament,
摩西五经跟四福音是相对的。
That the penitentiary of Moses is in comparison with
the Gospel. 摩西五经讲律法，四福音讲恩典。
And the books of Moses talks about law, and the four gospels talks about grace.
在律法底下的人，他们是劳苦担重的。
And those who are under law are heavy laden.
到安息日，他们应该安息的。
And on Sabbath they should rest.
结果安息日变成他们的重担。
But the Sabbath became the burden.
他们问说，安息日可不可以带假牙齿？
And they said that on the Sabbath you cannot put in fake teeth.
那么在安息日你破的蝎子的时候，你能不能用碗把它盖住？
And
And
when you see a worm on the Sabbath, can you use a bowl to cover it?
那么有拉比告诉你说，你如果这样做，你就做工了。
And some rabbis tell them that if you do this, you're doing work.
所以年轻人非常担心，怎么样才叫做工，怎么样就不算做工。
So the youth are very worried, what is working and what is not.
我记得我们去年还是前年到了以色列的时候。
I remember last year, the year before when we went to Israel.
我们到加利利海刚好是礼拜六，刚好是安息日。
When we went to the Sea of Galilee, it was on the Sabbath.
结果我们发现在旅馆里有个电梯啊，特别是为着安息日预备的。
And we discovered in the hotel there was a there was an elevator for those to observe the Sabbath.
我们才明白啊。
Then we understand.
原来为了犹太人呢。
For the sake of the Jews.
他们在安息日不可以做工。
That they would not work on the Sabbath.
那如果安息日上电梯怎么办呢？
So if you go on the elevator on the Sabbath.
如果你按电钮的话，你就算做工了。
If you push the button, then you're working.
你想想看，弟兄姊妹，你按电钮，你就犯法了。
Brothers and sisters, if you push the elevator button, then you have sinned against the law.
你犯一条律法，就犯众条律法。
And if you offended one of the law, then you offended the whole law.
所以到了这个礼拜六的时候，那个每一个 button, 每一个电钮都变成很大的一件事。
So on Saturday, that button becomes a very big thing.
他们不敢，就是不敢碰这个 button.
And they dare not push the button.
一碰他们就做工。
And if they push it, they have work.
所以后来他们想了个办法。
So later they thought of a method.
到了礼拜六的时候啊。
On Saturday.
最为的犹太人。
The last Jew.
特别是有一个电梯啊，是每一个楼梯都停的。
That there is an elevator that stops on every floor.
所以现在你不必做工了。
And now you don't need to work.
你在站在那里。
You just stand there.
它每一站都停，每一个电梯都停，你不必按 button.
And it'll stop on each floor, then you don't have to push the button.
那么周末怎么看电视呢？
Then how do you watch television on the weekend?
喜欢看电视啊。
The youth likes to watch television.
那么他们说这个不行啊，周末你不能按电钮。
And on the weekend you cannot turn on the.
那就不能看电视，那就不能看电视了。
And you cannot watch TV.
年轻人很聪明啊。
And the youth is very smart.
这个礼拜五太阳下山以前呢。
And when before the sun sets on Friday.
他们就把电视按上了。
They turn on the TV.
但是问题在这里啊。
And this is the problem.
按上以后你关不了。
And if you turn it on, you cannot turn it off.
你看一个 channel 永远是那个 channel.
And it will be that channel for the whole weekend.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
所以说到底什么叫做工？
What is to work?
他们就把专家请来了。
Then they ask an expert to
help. 你告诉我们怎么样在做工。
Explain to us what is working.
好，礼拜六当然不可以挑水了。
Of course, you cannot go fetch the water. 挑
水当然是做工。
And if to pitch the water is to work.
那现在我们要问。
Now we must ask.
你挑多少的水算是做工呢？
How much water do you fetch before it's working?
你知道这些文士他们就在那里找到了。
Then the scribes found it.
他们说多少的水算做工呢？
How much water is working?
你的水啊多到一个地步，足够把你眉毛弄湿了，这叫做工。
If the water is enough to wet your eyebrows, then that is working.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在律法底下的
those who are under the law,
是劳苦担重的
They are very heavy laden.
你记得主耶稣一直对他们说
Do you remember the Lord Jesus said,
劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来
Those who are heavy laden can come to me.
我就使你们得着
And I will give you rest.
这句话不只对我们外邦人说
And these words are not only said to us Gentiles
这句话也是对着犹太人来说
But it's also said to the Jews
感谢主
Thank the Lord
律法是从摩西来
But the law came from Moses
恩典是从主耶稣来
But grace comes from our Lord Jesus
感谢主
Thank the Lord
是福音给我们看见
That when the four gospel lets us
我们主把恩典带来
That our Lord brought with him grace
让我们不活在律法底下
That we no longer can live, we live under law
但是活在恩典底下
But to live under grace.
恩典为我们所成全的
And what grace has completed for us.
叫我们能够满足律法所有的要求
Can satisfy all the requirements of the law.
我们不在律法底下
No longer are we under law.
我们不在律法守安息日
We are not under the law to observe the Sabbath.
但是感谢主我们天天安息
But thank the Lord we can rest every day.
我们身上没有重担
We're not heavy laden.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这一切都是主的恩典
This is all the Lord's grace.
所以很清楚前面五卷跟新约的前面四卷是遥遥相对。
So the first four books in the Old Testament and five books in the Old Testament and first four books in the New Testament are in comparison.
然后从约书亚到以斯帖记。
And from Joshua to Esther.
这部段都是历史书，我们知道。
And these are the books of history.
那么你如果要晓得这些人在律法底下怎么过日子的。
And you wonder how can they survive under the law in these
days. 那么弟兄姊妹，你读这一段历史就好。
So when you just read this part of history,
你能够读出他们的胜，你也能读出他们的失败。
You can read their victories and their defeats.
你找到他们的刚强，你也找到他们的软弱。
And you can find their strong points and their weak points.
那个历史是写在约书亚记，一直到什么呢？一直到以斯帖记。
And those history is written from Joshua to Esther.
那么同样的
，and in similar,
你如果知道到底在恩典底下的人是怎么过生活的
，How are those who are under grace to live?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你记得主耶稣在地上的时候
Do you remember that when our Lord was here?
神借着玛利亚给他的身体
The Lord, God through Mary gave him a body.
结果他就借着那个身体在地上行走
And through that body he walked on earth.
借着那个身体当他弯下腰的时候
And through the body he can bend his back.
人看见神的谦卑
And when people see the humility of God,
当他弯腰的人就看见神的谦卑。
And when he bends over, people can see the humility of God.
当他在十字架上说"我可了"的时候，人看见神的爱。
And when we see that he serves on the cross, we can see the love of God.
当他在那个父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
And when he cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
你就借着玛利亚所给他的身体。
And through the body which Mary gave him.
他把神的爱完全放掉。
And he manifested the love of God.
当他遍体鳞伤，身体为我们裂开的时候
，And when he was hurt all over, his body was broken for.
你知道神没有留下一样好处不给我
？Then you know that God did not reserve anything and not give it to us.
本来我们不可能进到至圣所
，Before we cannot go into the holy of holies.
结果他把他身体裂开。
But his body was broken.
就好像你到这个，好像你到黄石公园，黄石公园去一样。
It's just like going to Yellowstone Park.
你知道有很多的大道是从那个树的那个树干中间穿过去。
And you know many of the big trees were separated, and you can go through them.
我们今天怎么来到神的面前
？How do we come before God today?
因为神借着玛利亚给主耶稣的身体。
It's because God through Mary gave our Lord Jesus a body.
他在十字架上为我们裂开。
And on the cross, it was broken for our sake.
为我们开了一条又新又活的。
And it opened a path that is new and living for us.
这是我们主在地上。
And this is our Lord on earth.
这是四福音。
And this is the four gospels.
这是恩典和恩典的化身。
And this is grace and grace manifested.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了使徒行传的时候。
Until Acts.
你看见虽然主耶稣已经升天。
You can see that even though our Lord has ascended to heaven.
但是教会诞生。
But the church was born.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
是奥秘的身体。
It is a mysterious body.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他就借助这个奥秘的身体。
And through this mysterious body.
到处发表神的爱。
It manifests everywhere the love of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
教会行走在地上。
When the church walks on earth.
乃是基督借着圣灵行走在地上。
It is Christ through the Spirit walking on earth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
使徒行传。
Acts.
给我们看见历史。
Gives us history.
我们这些蒙恩的人
，and we who are under grace.
我们怎么能够在地上过在天上的生活
？How can we on earth live like in heaven?
我们怎么可能经历在地好像在天一样？
How do we experience like earth and like heaven?
这就是使徒行传。
And this is Acts.
不止一个人在地在天。
Not only one individual on heaven and on earth.
教会在地好像在天一样。
The entire church on earth is like in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
这个叫做历史书。
And this is the book, the history book.
所以律法书完了以后就是历史
书。The four Gospels is also a book of history.
那么现在假定我们跳到了这个旧约最后一部分。
Now we go to the last part of the Old Testament.
从以赛亚一直到马拉基书。
From Isaiah to the book of Malachi.
你知道这十七卷书是什么呢？是先知书。
Do you know that these 17 books are the prophetic books?
这些书是预言的书。
And they prophesy.
这些大先知和小先知他们用时间的望远镜。
And the big prophets and the minor prophets, they use microscopes. Major prophets.
所以他们用这个书，用这个用这个时间的望远镜。
And they use this telescope to look into time.
那么来看前面。
To see in the future.
然后把他们所看见的就写在先知书里。
And to write down in the book of the prophets what they've seen.
我们知道。
We know.
这些预言。
That these prophets.
整本的旧约有333个预言。
That in the Old Testament there are 333 prophecies.
是关于我们的救主的，关于弥赛亚。
It has to do with the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在这个预言里面。
That in these prophecies.
你就能够知道将来所要发生的事。
You're able to know what's going to happen in the future.
而这所发生是集中在一个焦点上。
And all this is on one focal point.
在一个人物上。
On one person.
那就是耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一部分我们叫做预言书或者是先知书。
This part we call the prophetic book.
那这里是特别给我们看见这些人的将来。
Here we can see man's future.
这些神的选民他们的将来是怎样的将来。
And what the chosen people of God's future are.
你知道犹太人和希腊人跟罗马人不一样。
And you know that the Greeks and the Romans and the Jews are different.
这个罗马人讲的荣耀都是讲过去。
The Romans always talk about glory in the past.
希腊人讲荣耀也是讲过去。
And the Greeks talk about the glory in the past.
只有神的选民讲的荣耀是讲的将来。
And only the chosen people of God talk about glory in the future.
这是非常稀奇。
And this is very amazing.
这是讲的属地子民的将来的荣耀。
And this is the future to come to the people on earth.
Earthly people.
The earthly people of God.
那么对于属天子民的将来呢？
And what about the heavenly people?
我们有没有将来呢？
Do we have a future?
我们当然有将来。
Of course we do.
我们有没有前途呢？
Do we have a future?
我们当然有前途。
Of course we do.
那么如果这样的话，
And if so,
那么是不是圣经里面有一部分新约也是讲的预言呢？
Is there a part in the New Testament that talks about prophecy?
一点都没有错。
That's true.
那就是约翰的启示。
And that is the revelation of John.
约翰是讲的与基督联合的。
And Revelation talks about in union with Christ.
诗篇是告诉我们与基不，约翰福音告诉我们与基督联合。
And the book of the Gospel of John talks about in union with Christ.
是以这个基督的历史来做我们的历史。
And for the history of Christ to be our history.
Take history as our history.
Take his history as our history.
以基督的历史来做我的历史。
To take his history as our history.
这是我们怎样与基督联合。
And this is how we're united with Christ.
约翰的书信告诉我们是以基督的经历来做我们的经历。
And the epistles of John take his experience for our experience.
那约翰的启示录呢？
What about John's revelation?
也是讲到基督的，也是讲到与基督联合。
It is also talking about united with Christ.
现在是以基督的前途来做我们的前途。
Now it's in union with Christ's future to be our future.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲与基督联合。
Brothers and sisters, when we say united with Christ,
常常比圣经所讲的要小。
We less than that much more than what the Bible says.
圣经里所讲的与基督联合是包括过去、现在和将来。
And the union with Christ mentioned in the Bible includes the past, the present, and the future.
以基督的历史做历史。
His history for our history.
以基督的经历做经历。
His experience for our experience.
以基督的前途来做前途。
And his future for our future.
我们是没有前途的。
We don't have a future.
我们好像面对的是666。
We are like facing 666.
我们好像所面对的是第一只兽，是第二只兽。
And it's like facing the first beast and the second beast.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
羔羊要胜而又胜。
The lamb. Thank you.
得胜了还要得胜。
The Lamb is victorious and victorious.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
他要胜过这一切。
He is victorious over all of this.
因为基督是有前途的。
And because Christ has a future.
我们以他的前途做我们的前途。
And his future is our future.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
你读启示录。
When you read Revelation.
如果你刚读到龙光，读到第一只兽，第二只兽。
When you only read the dragon and the first beast and the second beast.
很多姊妹就睡不着觉。
Then many sisters cannot go to sleep.
那个兽还是怪兽，不知道还有七个头的。
It's not only a beast, but it's a beast with seven heads.
而且还有好几个脚的。
And they have many feet.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看说这些光景都是非常可怕的。
So brothers and sisters, all this are very scary.
当然了，如果你与主交通，在内室里你看不见这些。
But when you have fellowship with the Lord in the inner room, you can't see this.
如果你到高山到修道院去修道，你看不见这些。
And when you go high on a mountain to a monastery to a fellowship with God, you cannot see this.
神没有呼召我们做修道士。
So God did not call us to be priests.
No, monk. 神也没有呼召我们做盖恩夫人。
And God did not call us to be Madame Beyond.
不叫我们仅仅做盖恩夫人。
And not only to be Madame Beyond.
你若仅仅做盖恩夫人，你就在树林里徘徊就可以。这就是盖恩夫人写的诗。
And if you just be a Madame Beyond, then you can just walk in the forest just like the book she wrote.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
基督徒乃是呼召到海边去。
That the Christians are called to the seashore.
你不到海边，你看不见龙的。
If you do not go to the seashore, you would not see the dragon.
到世界去。
Go to the world.
到了最黑暗的时候。
Go to the most darkest time.
你看见有第一只兽，有第二只兽。
Then you see the first beast and the second beast.
你看见有蝗虫。
Then you can see the locust.
你看见有许多的灾难。
Then you can see many tribulations.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们怎么面对这些灾难？
How can we face all this tribulation?
我们怎么能应付这些艰难？
How can we deal with all this hardship?
感谢赞美。
Praise and thank the Lord.
他给了我们启示录。
He gave us revelation.
启示录是什么呢？
What is revelation?
老约翰用一个时间的望远镜。
Old John used a telescope into time.
他看见属天子民的将来。
He sees the heavenly people's future.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
所以我们感谢主。
So that's why we thank the Lord.
从这里我们就非常的清楚。
From here we're very clear.
我们是没有前途的。
That we do not have a future.
现在我们以他的前途做我们的前途。
But now his future becomes our future.
这就是启示录所讲的。
And this is what's said in Revelation.
启示录就是先知书。
And Revelation is a prophetic book.
约翰就是个先知。
And John is a prophet.
你看这一卷书充满了预言。
And this book is full of prophecy.
我现在很清楚了。
Now it's very clear.
摩西五经。
The five books of Moses.
给我们看见属天子民的起源。
Let us see the origins of the heavenly people.
然后给我们看见属天子民的历史，就是历史书。
And to let us see the history of the heavenly people is the book history book.
最后给我们看见属天子民的前途。
And the heavenly people's future.
是属天子民的前途。
The earthly people's future.
这是整本的旧约。
And this is an hard book of
the Old Testament. 新约呢？
And in the New Testament,
你看见讲到属天子民的起源。
It talks about the origins of the heavenly people.
我们怎么从天上生的？
How are we born in heaven?
没有四本福音书。
If there's no four gospel,
没有主耶稣就没有我们这些。
If we don't have the Lord Jesus, we do not exist.
感谢。
Thank the Lord.
然后我们看见属天子民的历史。
Now we can see the heavenly people's future.
最后我们要看见我们的前途。
And then we can see our future.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看旧约跟新约是完完全全遥遥相对。
In the Old and New Testament, they are in comparison.
你看到这里的 symmetry， 看到这里对称没有？
And do you see the symmetry to this?
你知道什么叫对称呢？
Do you know what symmetry is?
我把这个弟兄啊撇成两半。
I cut this brother in half.
他从中间撇过来。
To cut him in half.
你知道，如果我用这条线来做准则的话。
And to use this line as the standard.
你看，在离开这个中间不远的地方有个眼睛。
That's from not far from this eye, you see an eyeball.
等距的地方也有个眼睛。
And the same distance, you see another eye.
这里的耳朵，这里也是耳朵。
And here one ear, and the other side an ear.
这个叫做对称。
And this is symmetry. Do you understand?
你怎么叫对称呢？
Why do you?
如果我把两个眼睛换一换。
If you switch the two eyes.
像狸猫换太子一样，你看不出来我换过。
And it's just like switching the prince with the fox.
我把那手换一换，你看不出来换过。
If you switch the hands, you can't see the difference.
弟兄姊妹，新约跟旧约就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Old and New Testament.
那现在你如果换一换的话。
Now if you switch it.
一个是讲属天，一个讲属地的。
One is of earth and one is of heaven.
那你看见这里面非常非常对称。
Then you can see the symmetry of this.
那我讲你们讲，我讲到现在，你们知道我漏掉一段很重要的部分。
Now, for the, up to this point, you know that I left out a very important part.
那么中间你如果读旧约的话，我们所漏掉的就是从约伯记开始。
And from the Old Testament, starting from Job,
然后诗篇,
and then Psalm,
然后箴言,
and then Proverbs,
然后传道书,
and then Ecclesiastes,
然后雅各,
and then Song of Solomon.
那么这五卷书呢?
And these five books,
在旧约称作智慧书。
And these are the books of wisdom in the Old Testament.
Wisdom books.
Wisdom books.
也是诗歌。
And they are Psalms.
那诗歌,诗歌就是 a poetry.
And they are poetry.
他们都是诗。
And they are poems.
是由希伯来的诗来写的。
And they are written in Hebrew.
那么这是我们刚才漏掉没有提的。
And we have left this out, we did not mention them.
那么在新约我们漏掉没有提的。
And what we did not mention in the New Testament.
就是从罗马书一直到犹大书。
And it's from Romans to Jude.
这个罗马书到犹大书呢，一共这些书我们称它做书信。
And from Romans to Jude, we call them epistles.
那智慧书有五卷。
And the wisdom books have five.
这个书信也很有意思。
And it's very meaningful to the epistles.
有保罗书信。
The epistles of Paul.
十三封。
13 of them.
然后有彼得书信。
And then the epistles of Peter.
两封。
Two.
然后约翰书信。
And then the epistle of John.
三封。
Three.
然后雅各书信。
And then the epistle of James.
两封
Two.
为什么呢
Why?
雅各跟犹大都是主的兄弟
Jude and James are both the brothers of our Lord.
内容几乎差不多的
And if you look at the contents, they're almost similar.
他们属于一类的
And it's one category.
所以我们说犹大书跟雅各书都属于一类的
So we say that the book of Jude and the book of James is one
category. 我们
称
叫做雅各的书信
And we say that the epistles of James.
你知道弟兄姊妹
You know, brothers and sisters.
雅各跟犹大的见面是非常的重要
That the testimony of James and Jude is very important.
中国人说
In the Chinese.
四重不是中国人中国人中国人不是这样说的、美国外国人这样说四重眼里无英雄
The Chinese didn't say this, but the Americans said this.
也不一定 American, 不知道谁说的。
Someone said this.
就是四重眼里没有英雄。四重。你如果做别人的四重跟班的就是你保会。
If you are following someone, you're a follower of someone, then there's no hero in that.
你如果天天跟着总统旁边的
And if you're just following the president around, every day.
你知道今天我们离开总统很远，我们觉得他很美，完美。
And if we leave that we part away from the president far away, we see that.
你一天到晚跟总统在一起的话
But when we're with him one day.
你听你讲的脏话，马上你这个印象就不一样了。
Then you change, the image you have of him will change.
你在杜鲁门呢，给大家印象很好，是不是？
Truman gave us a very good impression.
但你不能天天讲脏话的。
But you have never heard him swear.
But 你不能听他讲的。
But you cannot hear him.
你在听他讲脏话，你马上对这个人印象就不一样。
And once you hear him curse, then your image of him will change.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一点都不错。
Not it's true.
在许多侍从的眼里没有英雄。
That many followers in the followers there's no hero.
在许多秘书的眼光里面没有完全的上司。
And in the minds of secretaries there's no perfect boss.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
没有两个人是靠近我们的主耶稣像犹大跟雅各一样
There's no two people closer than James and Jude.
他们本来都是误会主的
They misunderstood the
他们本来都是笑我们的主的
And they mocked our Lord.
那么别人如果要这个张扬名声总要找人多的地方
And when they wanted to express themselves they found a crowd.
所以他们说你为什么不到耶路撒冷去呢
So they said to him why don't you go to Jerusalem?
所以弟兄姊妹因为他们不相信他
Because they did not believe him.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
最后你看见他们写了这两卷书。
At the very end, you saw that they wrote these two books.
给我们最重要的见证。
Gave us the most important testimony.
哦，尤其雅各说到他的主。
Especially when James mentions of his Lord.
他讲到他肉身的长兄。
That this is his brother in the flesh.
他怎么讲
？What did he say?
他说我们荣耀的主。
That our glorious Lord.
其实在希腊原文里啊。
That in the Greek.
是我们的主荣耀
that our Lord glorious
那个荣耀是名词的
and that glorious is a noun
我们的主就是那个荣耀
and our Lord is that glory
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
今天你能够说你家里任何一个家人是荣耀
which one in your family member can you say is glorious
我常常说在教会里面属灵不算属灵
that in the church I say that it's spiritual that we cannot
如果你弟兄说你属灵不算属灵
but if your brother says that you're spiritual then you,
如果有一个弟兄的太太说他属灵，他真的属灵。
But if a brother's wife says he is spiritual, then he is spiritual.
有一个人他的儿女说他属灵，他真的属灵。
If someone's children says they're spiritual, then they're spiritual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在当雅各起来说我们的主荣耀。
Our Lord, when James says our Lord is the glory,
你看见我们的主真是荣耀。
Then you see that our Lord is indeed glorious.
最记得犹大跟雅各书是一卷一类的。
So remember that Jude and James is one category.
还有希伯来书是另外一类。
And the book of Hebrews is another category.
那么希伯来书我们不知道是谁的作者。
So we don't know the author of Hebrews.
最少有十个作者，就十个可能性。
At least 10 possibilities.
那么有人认为巴拿巴可能性大一点。
Some say that Barnabas has more of a chance.
有的人认为亚波罗的可能性大一点。
And some say Apollo.
但如果你读这个希伯来书的话，
But when you read Hebrews,
你有足够的证据，它一定不是保罗写的。
You have enough evidence to say it's not written by Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，从这里你就会很清楚，这里是有五类的书信。
So very clear, you see these five categories.
所以我们简单来说是保罗书信。
So simply the epistles of Paul,
彼得书信,
the epistles of Peter,
然后约翰书信,
the epistle of John,
雅各书信,
the epistle of James,
希伯来书信,
the book of epistle of Hebrew,
Hebraic. 所以这样子的话呢, 你看见说这个就是五卷的书了。
So very clear, you can see there are five books.
那么弟兄姊妹,
now brothers and sisters,
如果我们刚才所说新旧约是对称的话,
if we say that the Old and New Testament is in symmetry,
那么现在我们看看能不能找出他们中间有通的地方。
Then can we find something, a tunnel for them to go through?
有没有地方可以彼此照亮的?
Can they shine light upon each other?
那我想我们没有时间了。
Now, I don't think we have enough time.
我只是很快地把那个答案告诉弟兄。
Very quickly, I'll tell you the answer.
你可如果你自己必须读，你才能够你必须读了以后，你才能知道这到底你能接受还是不能接受。
After you have read it, then you'll discover if you can accept it or not.
但是不要紧，要紧的就是神的话是彼此解释。
Nevertheless, God's words explain each other.
那么如果你读希伯来书的话，
Now if you were to read Hebrews,
你就发现它和传道书是相对应的。
That is in symmetry with Ecclesiastes.
如果你读彼得书信的话，
And when you read the epistles of Peter,
你发现它和约伯记是呼应的。
That it echoes with Job.
如果你读约翰书信的话，
And when you read the epistles of John,
你发现和雅各是呼应的。
That it is in symmetry of the Song of Solomon.
那如果你读这个雅各，就读这个这个雅各，不是我刚才讲的什么我刚才讲什么雅各 跟约翰书信 OK. 那么如果你读这个雅各书信的话，
And if you read the epistles of James,
叫你想起箴言来。
Then you think of Proverbs.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里有一个跟一个的对应 ，one to one correspondence.
So brothers and sisters, you can see one to one correspondence here.
那么现在如果这是对的话
，and if this is correct,
那么剩下的一个就是
，then only one left.
那么诗篇应该是和保罗书信是对应。
Then the Psalms is in symmetry in correspondence with the epistles of Paul.
那换一句话说
，in other words,
应该有一个隧道。
There should be a tunnel.
能够让我们从诗篇通到保罗书信，保罗书信也能够通到诗篇。
That lets us go from Psalms to the epistles of Paul and back.
当然，我们需要到圣经里去找。
Of course, we have to find this in the Bible.
我们不能随便乱说。
And we cannot just say this casually.
那么，然后呢，我们从那里能够找出他们彼此照亮的光。
And from there, we can see that they shed light on each other.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这就是我们这一次的目的。
And this is our purpose this time.
我们这一次的目的就是希望能用这个摩西五经来照亮世。
Our purpose this time is to use the Pentateuch of Moses to shine light on Psalms.
然后呢，我们可以用诗篇来照亮保罗书信。
And to use Psalms to shed light on the epistles of Paul.
或者保罗书信反过来照亮诗篇。
Use the epistles of Paul to shine light on Psalms.
那这样，我想我们对诗篇的认识就更进一步。
And then this, we can even understand Psalms even more.
那么因为这个保罗的书信呢？神是把它放在很稳固的根基上。
And because the epistles of Paul, God has placed them on very solid foundation.
因为特别新，在特别在新约的真理是非常严谨的。
Especially, it's very serious in the spiritual truth in the New Testament.
旧约是图画。
And it's a painting in the Old Testament.
因为图画都是比较活的。
Because it's a painting, it's more alive.
所以如果不小心，我们会解释错误。
So if we're not careful, we might misunderstand.
但是如果你一直用新约真理来矫正的话，
But if you use the truth in the New Testament to correct it,
所以这个时候呢，我们就可以在很安全的一边。
Then we're very secure.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
说我们没有弃绝主。
Because we have not forsaken the Lord.
因为我们相信耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Because we believe our Lord Jesus as our Savior.
所以我们今天比犹太人多了个权利。
So today we have a more of a privilege than the Jews.
今天我们手里应该有一把钥匙。
Today we should have a key in our hand.
叫我们能从诗篇来看摩西五经。
That's from Psalms we can look at the Pentateuch of Moses.
或者从摩西五经来看诗篇。
Or from the Pentateuch of Moses to look at Psalms.
也可以从诗篇来看保罗书信。
And to use Psalms to look at the epistles of Paul.
从保罗书信来看。
And to use the epistles of Paul to look at Psalms.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是我们这一次的目的。
So brothers and sisters, this is our purpose.
所以现在你能明白了。
Now you're able to understand.
我们这个钟头已经只剩下十分钟了。
We only have 10 minutes left of 4 hours.
我们不可能很细很细地讲。
So we cannot say it in detail.
我们只能很快地浏览一下。
And very quickly, we have to go through it.
所以我假定弟兄们，摩西五经是熟的。
So we're just say that you're familiar with the 5 books of Moses. And I say that you're familiar with the epistles of Paul as well. Then I just point on it, that's fine. And brothers and sisters, you might need to spend a lot of time to look into it and to study it.
那么这就是我们这一次很重心，我这是我们这一次的重心。
And this is our theme this time.
那么我们来看这个诗篇第一卷的时候，
Now when we look at the first book of Psalms，
你如果仔细的好好把它读过的话，
And if you read it carefully，
你逃不掉有一个结论，
Then you will have this conclusion，
的的确确它能照亮， 的的确确它是和创世纪是彼此呼应，
That indeed it does echo with Genesis，
那我们没有可能来看这40篇，
Now we cannot possibly look through these 41 Psalms，
但是呢我想我们可以很快地看头两篇和最后的41篇。
But very quickly I think we can look through the first 2 Psalms and the last Psalm，
我们大概的这一点就可以了。
And we'll just point it out， then it'll be fine。
那第一篇第一节说， 不从恶人的计谋， 不仗罪人道路， 不做亵慢人的作为。
Now Psalm 1 verse 1， Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
你知道啊，我们的中文呢是读了两节，最后才读到有福。
And in Chinese, it's the last 2 words before it's blessed.
这个希伯来文有福是摆在头一个字的。
Now in Hebrew, blessed is the first word.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
在写诗的人写一半，他跳起来了。
And that when the psalmist wrote to a half, then he is excited.
当这个灵感临到他，他跳起来了。
Then when he has the spirit, then he is excited.
他一开始就写到有福的人。
And at the very beginning, he says blessed.
他是有福的人啊。
Blessed is the man.
就是不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人道路，不做邪慢人的地位。唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这个人就是有福的人。
And this is the man who is blessed, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but delights in the law of the word and meditates it day and night.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在这里就给我们看见一个有福的人。
And here we can see a man who is blessed.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
这个可以说是很重要的一把钥匙。
We can say this is a very important key.
这个第一天就告诉我们一个有福的人。
And the first time tells us blessed is the man.
这个人是神心目中的人。
And this is the man that God desires.
这个人是神心意中的人。
And this is the man in God's plan.
这里有一个人是满足神的。
And this one satisfied God. And God says, my purpose is fulfilled in this individual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个人喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想。
This man delights in the law of the Lord and meditates it day and night.
他像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And he is like a tree planted by the streams of water.
结果子叶子也不枯干。
Which yields its fruit in season, as which leaf does not wither.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And he prospers in whatever he does.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你记不记得在创世纪里面？
Do you remember that in Genesis?
当神创造好人，把人放在伊甸园的时候，
After God created man, he placed them in the Garden of Eden.
你知道那里有两棵树，
That there are 2 trees there.
神说所有树上的果子都可以吃。
God said you can eat from all the fruits of all the trees.
你可以吃苹果，也可以吃香蕉。
You can eat the banana or the apple.
但是有一棵都不可以吃。
But 1 tree you cannot eat of.
知识善恶树的果子不能吃。
You cannot eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
For the day you eat of it, you surely will die.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters,
在这里神暗示亚当。 暗示。
And so God here hints to Adam.
刚才说, 那, 虽然我叫你就是知识善恶树,
but even though I told you not to eat of this fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
跟知识善恶树就在当中,
but the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is
there.
And because of the way God places it there, it tells you the heart of God. Because the tree of life is by streams of water.
你记不记得圣经告诉我们有四条溪啊,
that's from that tree there flows four rivers, it tells us.
所以并不是这个伊甸园最中心的, 你绝对不会错,
and so in the heart of this Garden of Eden is these two, are these two trees. But only one tree causes our Lord's God's heart to be
healed.
And we should eat of the tree of the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. If we eat of the tree of life, then we are blessed men.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神创造我们,
that when God created us, He did not want us to fall.
神创造我们,
that He created us to be one who is blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
许多读圣经的人都知道,
many people who read the Bible know
诗篇第一篇这里所说的有福的,
that blessed is the man in Psalms here,
不是别人,
it's no one else, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
你读创世纪, 你看见第一个人,
from Genesis, you see the first man.
你读到大卫五经的第一个经，第一个你看见一个天上的人，一个第二个人。
And from the Pentateuch of David, the first man is it's a second man from heaven.
第一个人是出土的,
and the first man is from earth.
你看第二个人是属天的,
but the second one is from heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
第一个人吃了三个树的果子,
the first man ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
就成为支配他的原则。
And this tree gives him, it's the principle that he partakes in.
但是我们主就是代表那个生命树。
But our Lord represents the tree of life.
我们这些相信耶稣基督做我们生命的人。
And to we who believe Jesus as our life.
我们知道生命树就做了我们生活支配的原则。
And we know that the tree of life appropriates for our life.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个生命是依靠的生命。
And this is a life that depends on.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们的主是第一个有福的人。
Because our Lord is the first man who is blessed.
所以有一天他指着门徒说，这些有福的人。
So one day he points at the disciples and said, these are blessed and
people.
Blessed are those poor in
spirit.
Brothers and sisters,
do you
see? Here, let us see Genesis. Let us see a man who is blessed. And it's like a tree planted by streams of water. Now when you read the Old Testament Genesis, you know that when man fell, and starting from chapter 3, you see that man sinned, and man departed from God. And when you read on, and you discover man did not just fall one day, but there are three steps to man's fall. And that in chapter 3, man fell in sin.
第六章,
in chapter 6, man fell in the flesh. And man became flesh.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见那个罪本来和死本来是在中心，就在灵里面。
And that this sin is in the middle, in the spirit.
亚当吃禁果那天没有死。
And when Adam ate the forbidden fruit that day, he did not die.
他又活了900多岁。
He lived 900 some odd years.
就在旧金山前不久发生的事。
And just not long ago in San Francisco,
有一个中国母亲带着孩子到郊外去采野菇。
A mother who brought a child to the suburb.
结果回家把它磨了就吃了。
And they ate the mushroom.
然后呢，她特别给一个女儿吃的特别多。
And she fed the daughter more of it.
结果没有想到那个菇是有毒的。
But this mushroom was poisonous.
结果那个毒呢，就把那个女儿的肾脏完全破坏，功能完全破坏了。
And it totally destroyed the internal organs of the daughter.
这个妈妈又吃的少一点，所以没有完全破坏。
Because this mother ate less of it, so it was not destroyed.
这是在旧金山发生的。
And this happened in San Francisco.
还能活下去。
And they were able to live on.
但是现在说，如果你要让女儿活下去的话，一定要把她肾换一个才行。
Now, if you want the daughter to live, you must implant another organ in her.
因为那个organ,那个器官是完完全全失去它的功能。
And because the organ totally lost its function.
这个人还没有死。
Now, this person is not dead yet.
但是肾功能已经完全死了。
But the kidney function has totally lost its function.
就好像有的人中毒了，他人没有死，他脑已经死。
Just like someone who has been poisoned, he's not dead, but his brain is dead.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你记得吗？虽然亚当还活了900多岁，
and even though Adam lived 900 some odd years,
等于说你吃的日子必定死。
God said the day you eat of it, you must die.
原来我们灵的这个器官死掉。
Then the function of our spirit died.
那个毒进到里面，完全破坏了这个功能。
And the poison entered into and destroyed that function.
所以我们就和神失去交通。
And so we lost fellowship with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
那么结果死就从中心慢慢的达到圆周。
Now death from the central part has spread.
从中心达到圆周。
From the heart has spread.
达到圆周。
From as around.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？亚当最后因为达到圆周，他的身体就躺在坟墓里。
So you see that because of Richard's circumference that he died and laid in the grave.
所以我们今天生病也好，等等也好，我们这就是死在我们身上做工的结果。
So today when we get sick and etc., it is the work of death.
因为我们是慢慢这个死像我们的老祖宗一样，要从中心。
And just our ancestors, from the heart, it goes to our circumference. And then our soul is contaminated. And also our body is contaminated. And because the flesh and the body and the soul is contaminated, the Bible calls it the flesh.
So, 弟兄姊妹，现在到了第六章，人就变作了。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's why in chapter 6,Man became flesh.
但是不止如此。
Not only this.
到了十一章。
Now in chapter 11.
十章十一章的时候。
Chapter 10, chapter 11.
你看见地上有70个国家。
That there are 70 nations on earth.
然后有一个人名字叫做尼禄。
And there's someone's name who was
Nimrod. 他是英勇的猎户。
And he was a great warrior.
我们都知道，那么他就是巴比伦的国父。
And we know that he is the father of Babylon.
Babylon. 那么结果巴比伦城和巴比伦国就建立起来了。
And therefore the empire of Babylon arise.
这个巴别塔是要达到天上。
And the tower of Babel wanted to reach into heaven.
要联合所有的人能达到天上。
And to unite all the people so they can go to heaven.
这就是世界的来源。
And this is the origin of earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在人不止堕落在罪里。
Now man not only fell into sin.
人堕落在肉体。
And fell into flesh.
人也堕落到世界。
But man also fell into the world.
这个敌基督是永远把世界联合起来。
And this always connects to the world.
来做反对基督的事。
To do things that opposes Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？到了启示录十一，到了创世纪十一章的时候，
That to Genesis chapter 11,
你可以看见一件事。
You can see one thing.
人已经堕落到不能再堕落。
And man has fell to a point that it cannot fall any deeper.
这个世界堕落到一个地步。
And this world has fell to a point.
我们主耶稣来到地上都不救他。
That our Lord Jesus came did not save us.
我们主耶稣来到地上只救世界上每一个罪人，一个个把他救下来。
That the Lord did not save the world but save the sinners one by one.
主耶稣做救主，主耶稣不做救世主。
That the Lord is savior of men but not savior of the world.
主耶稣不救这个世界。
Lord Jesus did not save this world.
主耶稣乃是救世界上的人。
But save the sinners of the world.
就这世界来说，
and according to the world,
已经变成个体系，变成个系统。
It has become like a
system.
A system.
撒旦就利用这个系统，
and Satan uses this system
来做反对基督的事情。
To do things opposing Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道到了将来启示录最后的时候，
So brothers and sisters, that's why the end of Revelation.
你看见不止宗教是统一的，
You see that the religions are united.
经济是统一的。经济是统一的。
The economy is united.
然后最后呢，政治也是统一的。
And also, politics is united.
所以就是呢，你看见说，敌基督他就掌握了经济、政治跟这个经济、政治跟宗教这个统一的力量。
So you can see that the Antichrist has united all these three forces to be one.
那就是全世界。
And that is the entire world.
要起来反对。
Is to rise up, raise up to oppose the anointed one.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
当你读到创世纪前面十一章的时候，
that when you read the first 11 chapters of Genesis,
你看见罪人，
you see sinners,
你也看见恶人，
you see wicked people,
那就是肉体，
and that is the flesh.
那你也看见世界，
And you also see the world. And when you see, or when you read Psalms 1,
前面第一篇说不从恶人的计谋，不向罪人的道路。
That it does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners.
那这里有罪人。
Here there are sinners.
从第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
恶人并不这样。
And the wicked is like this.
乃像糠皮被风吹散。
And they're like chaff that the wind blows away.
你们的十字架对付我们肉体永远做这件事。
And this is how the cross works when it deals with our flesh.
它永远是要让我们这些糠皮要被风吹散。
And just makes our flesh like the chaff being blown away by the wind.
恶人道路却必灭亡。
And the wicked, the way of the wicked shall perish.
但是弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters, when you read Psalm 2,
外邦为什么争闹?
And why do the nations conspire?
人民为什么谋望虚妄的事?
And the people plot in vain.
世上的君王一起起来，承载一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord.
说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的捆锁。
And against his anointed one, let us break their chains, they say, and throw off the
yoke. 这就是巴别塔的声音。
And this is the voice of the Tower of Babel.
这个巴别塔就是我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的捆锁。
And this is what the Tower of Babel says, to break off their chains and break their
bonds. 我们为我们自己留名的缘故，让我们来建造巴别塔。
And to let our name remain, let us build the Tower of Babel.
创世纪没有告诉我们。
Genesis did not tell us.
但诗篇告诉我们,
but Psalm tells us,
在那个时候坐在天上的必要发笑，主必嗤笑他们。
That the one enthroned in heaven laughs and scoffs at them.
我们后来知道所发生的故事。
And later we know the story that happened.
所以弟兄姊妹让我们记得,
so brothers and sisters, let us remember,
十字架所要做的，所要对付的三个东西。
That the work of the cross has to deal with three things.
福音所做也是三方面。
And also the work of the gospel is three-sided.
第一面，福音不是叫我们脱离罪。
And the first side is to let us be rid of sin.
就叫我们脱离肉体,
and to rid of the flesh.
胜过罪恶,
and to be victorious over sin.
而且叫我们也脱离世界,
and let us to depart away from the world.
十字架所要对付三个最大的仇敌,
and the biggest enemy of the cross.
一个是我们的罪, 一个是我们的肉体, 一个就是世界。
One is our of sin, and one is our flesh, and one is the world.
所以你读到创世纪前面十一章的时候,
and that's why when you read the first 11 chapters,
你看见人是怎么堕落的,
you see how man falls.
你读到诗篇的时候,
and when you read Psalms,
在这里你不只看到罪人,
not only do you see sinners,
你也看到恶人,
you see the wicked,
你也看见世上的君王,
and you see the worldly kings,
一起起来,
that they gather together,
弟兄姊妹你看见这个就是巴别塔的原则,
and you see this is the principle of the Tower of Babel.
他们要联合起来,
and they want to gather together.
当初是如此,
and it was like that,
最后也是如此,
and at the very end it's like that.
他们用经济力量要联合起来,
and they unite their power.
政治力量要联合起来,
and they unite their economy.
宗教的力量要联合起来,
and unite the power of religion.
将来世界上只有一个宗教,
and only one religion would be,
所有大宗教通通要联合起来,
and all the religions would be united.
为什么?
Why?
他说我们要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者,
that we must go against the Lord and against his anointed one.
说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索,
that we must break the chains and throw off the cedars.
感谢主,
so, thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当人堕落到不能再堕落,
that when man falls to a point they cannot fall anymore,
结果神就在那里预备了救恩,
then God there prepared salvation.
神怎么预备救恩?
And how did he prepare the salvation?
他先得罪一个人,
he first gained one person,
名字叫做亚伯拉,
and his name is Abraham.
从这个人得罪一家,
from this person he gained a house,
那就是雅各一家,
and that is the house of Jacob.
从这个家得罪一个国,
and from this house he gained a nation.
这个国就是以色列国,
and this is the nation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
请记得,
let you remember this.
这到底神怎么扭转这个世界?
And how did God turn this world around?
现在神应许要给要有一个女人的后裔,
and the God has promised seed of the woman,
要做我们的救主,
to be our savior.
你知道世人都是男人的后裔,
and you know that men are the seed of men.
只有主耶稣是女人的后裔,
and only the Lord Jesus is seed of woman.
那么你怎么知道他是人类的救主呢?
And how do you know he is savior of men?
你看见现在主就是要预备得着一个民族,
and you see that the Lord is prepared to gain a nation.
这个民族是以色列民族,
and this nation is the nation of Israel.
神现在用以色列民族的特点,
And to use the Sabbath as a characteristic
来做两件事
to do two things.
第一，把旧约圣经给他
And one is to give them the Old Testament.
这样你才知道
Then you would know.
但主耶稣没有来以前
Before our Lord comes.
神已经把关于主耶稣一切已经写在他的书上
But God has already wrote everything pertaining to him in the book.
那不止如此
Not only this.
根据圣经的预言
But according to the prophecy of the Bible.
主耶稣必须是大卫的后裔
That Lord Jesus would be the descendant of David.
主耶稣必须是从犹大
That he would come from the tribe of Judah.
那么弟兄姊妹
Now brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故
And because of this
神预备了一个民族
God prepared a tribe.
那个民族是单纯到一个地步
And this people are so pure.
他不和任何人通婚的
That they would not intermarry with others.
他们就是漂移到全世界各地
And they would scatter to the ends of the world.
他们绝对不同化的
And they would not be culturalized with others.
我们中国人不行
Our Chinese cannot
我们中国人在中国是绝对不同化的
But where in China, we have the only one culture.
中国人到美国没有两代三代就被同化了。
And when we come to America, after two or three generations, we become a different
culture. 现在你的儿子才能告诉你为什么不能娶美国太太。
And my son asked me, how come I cannot?
Not my son.
Now someone, your children may ask you, how come I cannot have an American wife?
为什么我不能在基督里都是一个
？That we're all one in Christ.
没有希利尼人，没有犹太人。
And there are no Greeks and there's no Jews.
对，没有中国人，没有外国人。
So there are no Chinese, no American.
为什么不可以娶外国人呢
？So how come I cannot take American wife?
所以就是因着这个缘故，爸爸妈妈不是啊，读圣经也没读到啊。
So for this reason, the parents not read this in the Bible.
你说慢慢就过两代三代就没有了。
And so gradually, two or three generations, it's gone.
第一代讲的国语还差不多。
And the first generation, they can still speak Mandarin.
到第二代讲的国语就像外国人讲的国语。
And the second generation speak Mandarin like the Americans.
到第三代根本就不讲了。
And the third generation, they don't speak it anymore.
你知道中华泱泱大国，一个大民族，我们有五千年文化的，那是因为我们没有离开家，一离开家了。美国就是例子，我们就被同化。
And it's because of this example that China has over 5,000 years of history, we did not depart. But being in America is a good example.
但是犹太人。
But the Jews.
亡国亡了1800年。
That they have lost the nation for over 1,800 years.
到处漂流。
And they scattered all over the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他们需要生存。
And they need to survive.
但是不清楚。
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗
？You see this?
他们这个独居的民。
And they're one
peculiar people.
They're peculiar people.
你看见神为什么要这样做
？You see why God must do this.
神借着他们
，God through them
能保存一个单纯的民族
，must keep a pure people.
然后弥赛亚能从这个族里面出来
，and that the Messiah can come through this tribe.
现在你知道说他是犹大支派的后裔
，and you know that he is the descendant from the tribe of Judah.
如果他们已经和别人杂婚了、通婚了
，and if they intermarry with others，
你怎么知道他是犹太人的后裔？你怎么知道他是犹大支派的后裔
？How would you know he is from the tribe of Judah？
所以，亲爱的弟兄
，So brothers and sisters，
当你在那里读整本的创世纪的
，When you read the entire book of Genesis，
我想很清楚的
，I think it's very clear，
你就知道说在这里神要为个救主，他做了预备的工作。
But here the Lord God because of the Savior did preparation。
当然了，救主一定要等到我从我们现在开始2000年才降生。
And of course, the Lord 2,000 years from now, before this was born.
就这历史来说。
And according to history.
你读创世纪的时候。
When you read Genesis.
你没有看见弥赛亚。
You did not see the Messiah.
你没有看见救主。
You did not see the Savior.
因为那个是后来才降生的。
Because he was born later on.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在创世纪里面。
That in Genesis.
他是用一幅一幅的图画给我们看见那位救主。
That he used many different paintings to let us see that Savior.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那里给我们看见亚伯拉罕献以撒。
There let us see that Abraham offered Isaac.
亚伯拉罕代表天上的父。
That Abraham represented the heavenly father.
把他独生子。
That he gave his only begotten son.
独生的爱子。
That his beloved son.
放在祭坛。
And put him on the altar.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
2000年前。
2,000 years ago,
我们天上的神
our heavenly God,
也把他独生的爱子
He also gave his only son,
为我们挂在十字架
hung his son on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你记得一件事
Do you remember this?
亚伯拉罕献以撒是在摩利亚山下
That when Abraham offered up Isaac on the Mount Moriah. And 2,000 years ago, when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, also on Mount Moriah. How do you say that?
Of course.
If you go to Jerusalem today and see, and the hills of Moriah is just a whole bunch of hills. And when I bend my back, and where my back is,
那就是献以撒的地方.
And that is where Isaac was offered.
这是摩利亚山.
And that is Moriah.
这是摩利亚这一段.
And this is Mount Moriah. This part.
摩利亚山一直往前伸.
But when you go deeper,
现在我头的这一部分,
and you go all the way to where my head is,
这里也是摩利亚山的一部分.
And that is still a part of Mount
Moriah.
And now God has given and offered his only begotten son.
那这一部分的山,
and this part of the mountain is Mount Golgotha. And so Mount the hill of Golgotha is just a part of Mount Moriah. But no matter what, brothers and sisters, this is a very beautiful picture. It lets us see
父爱我们,
that the Father loves us.
宁可,
he just gave it to us.
他第一次爱,
and when he first loved
他就爱上了我们,
us, he loves us.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你如果读圣经的话,
when you read the Bible,
你晓得那个时候的亚伯拉罕已经100岁了,
that Abraham was over 100 at that time.
而这个少年是又高又大的,
and that this youth was very big in stature.
我们家的老三呢比我还要高,
and my third son, it's even taller than me.
我和他走在一起,
and when I walk beside him, I feel like Abraham.
我想如果有一天我要把他献上的话,
and I think it's impossible for me to offer him up one day.
他如果不愿意的话,
if he was not willing one day, he'll just wipe me away with one hand.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你看你亚,约,以撒,心心,
but Isaac was willing and he offered himself up willingly. And they said, if you are God's son, come down from the cross then. But he was not willing to come down. He did not want to save himself. He wanted to save you. He wanted to save me. He is our Savior. He did not save himself. Thank the Lord. He is our Savior. Brothers and sisters, this is the salvation that God has prepared. And because of this, Abraham gave him all his inheritance. So in the second psalm, that you are my son, and I will make the nations your inheritance. And today I have become your father. You will rule them with an iron scepter, the ends of the earth your possession.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, and when you read the story of Abraham, and it's a story of inheritance, it's an inheritance story, it's a story of inheritance. There is just a piece of Canaan, but to our Lord Jesus, that the nations would be his inheritance, the ends of earth your possession.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you see that?
这就是主为我们所预备的救恩.
This is what God, the Lord, has prepared the salvation for us.
所以这里告诉我们说, 当以水清子,
so here it tells us, verse 12, kiss the Son.
当以水清子,
kiss the Son.
意思就是说,
and the meaning is to receive our Lord Jesus as our Savior.
凡投靠他的,
and blessed are all who take refuge in him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
人堕落,
when man fell,
人怎么可能有福呢?
How can they be blessed?
你看见人堕落到罪里面,
and when man fell in sin,
肉体里面,
he fell in the flesh,
世界里面,
it fell in the world.
你看见我们主在那里做了奇妙的救恩,
and you see that our Lord has did a miraculous salvation.
结果我们以水清子,
and so we kiss the Son.
那么弟兄姊妹, 这样的人, 投靠他的人就是有福,
and brothers and sisters, blessed are those who take refuge in him.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
你如果读创世纪的故事,
when we read the story of Genesis,
你觉得非常的新奇,
we stand amazed.
旧约第一次提到救恩,
that the first time mentioned the salvation in the Old Testament,
那是雅各最后的祷告,
it is the prayer of Jacob's last prayer.
他最后的祷告,
his last prayer.
他的耶和华,
he says, Jehovah,
我向来等候你的救恩,
I always wait upon your salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他亚伯拉罕生以撒, 以撒生雅各,
that Abraham gave birth to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob,
雅各也生犹大,
and and Jacob to Judah
和他的弟兄
and his brother,
然后一直升下去一直升下去
and all the way down
最后主耶稣降生在
at the very end our Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
但是雅各能告诉我
but Jacob the Song of Solomon can tell us
接受耶稣基督做救主
those who receive the Lord Jesus as Savior
能够叫雅各变成以色列
To let Jacob turn into Israel.
雅各不过是个虫。
And Jacob is just a worm.
神使他成为一只蝴蝶。
And God caused him to turn into a butterfly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神不是亚伯拉罕。
God is not only God of Abraham.
神也是雅各的神。
He is also God of Jacob.
他不只叫我们不再做罪。
Not only would he cause us not to be sinners.
他不只叫我们因信成圣。
But we can sanctify by faith.
他也把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
But we shall be molded into the image of the Son of God.
不再是一只丑陋的毛毛虫。
Not only to be a caterpillar.
他能改变我们。
He can change us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
最后能是一只荣耀的蝴蝶。
At the very end, we can be a glorious butterfly.
美丽的蝴蝶。
A beautiful butterfly.
这样的人。
This kind of people.
有福的。
They are blessed.
这样的人都是用嘴亲子的。
And these people kiss the Son.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
我们的主是第一个有福的。
That our Lord is the first one who is blessed.
我们怎么能有福呢？
How can we be blessed?
让我们用嘴来亲他。
Let us kiss him.
让我们相信他，接受他到我们的心里面。
Let us believe in him and accept him in our heart.
让他在我们的心中长大。
Let him grow in our heart.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
结果你看见。
At the result, you can
see. 像雅各一样。
On the one hand, just like Jacob.
神借着十字架。
That God through the cross.
打出他所有的愚昧。
That cast out all the foolishness.
结果他变成一只蝴蝶。
And he became a butterfly.
另外一面,
on the other hand,
在约瑟身上做,
on Joseph,
约瑟没有犯什么错,
Joseph did not do any sin.
但是神要在他身上变工作,
but God wanted to work on him.
把他带到荣耀的地步,
to bring him into glory.
约瑟是个做梦的,
and Joseph was a dreamer.
他的梦都能实现,
and his dreams come true.
他的梦果然实现,
and his dreams did come true.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们这些做的梦都要实现。
Our dreams will become true.
我们的梦就叫磨成神儿子的。
Our dreams is to be molded in the image of the Son of God.
这个形象，这个会实现的。
And this would come to our about.
圣灵会做荣耀的工作。
And the Holy Spirit would do a glorious work.
所以投靠他的人。
So those who take refuge in
him.
都
是有福的。
It's blessed.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的时间已经没有了。
We don't have enough time.
我们今天就停在这里。
We'll end here tonight.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let us bow in a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring these words back before you.
求你在你的话语上涂抹你自己的恩膏。
And may you anoint it with your oil.
让我们能明白你的话。
That we can understand your words.
圣灵做翻译的工作。
And the Spirit will interpret for us.
把敬拜都归给你。
And we give you all the worship.
靠着基督可爱的。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.